Source Trunk, a weekly trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 10, recorded on the 28th of November 2006. This podcast will try to demystify the beautiful beast that is open source and show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking a random open source project and experiment with it. I'll be drinking a Tourtel Blonde with this episode. This beer is originally from the brothers Jules and Prosper Tourtel. Those are really Belgian names. And it goes back to 1839. Even Louis Pasteur, the guy who invented the pasteurization of food, studied the fermentation process at the Tourtel Brewery in 1873. It's 100% malt. It's light bitter. It has a very blonde color. And it's best served nice and cold because it's just a lager. And this one is very special because it has 0% alcohol. So if you want to make a bet with some friends in a pub, just make an agreement with the pub owner that he will serve you only Tourtel and the other guys just regular beers, and you will have the night of your life. Afterwards, when everybody keels over, you can go and have a real drink. Let's see. Well, for a beer with no alcohol at all, it tastes very good. It's not that bad at all. I don't think I will be able to drink three of them, but one or two, not bad. Let's go. First, I have to mention that I have a lot of webcams I don't use. Some of them work a bit, some of them are really old, and I wanted to put them to work. Now, this is the first time I wanted to try to tinker with webcams, so I had to search for some software. And I found it. Here we go.
Multimedia software.
Webcam. This can capture images and upload them to a web server using FTP. That's all you need. Take pictures and just upload them. It's just a single command on the Linux or FreeBSD. It's a console command, and it reads a startup script that you can configure to your liking. What's in the startup script? The only thing that is there is it will point to the device you will be using. On the Linux, that will be most of the time /dev/video0. And in that same configuration file, you can put the name of your FTP host, where your website is located, the username, the password you will be using, and the file name you would be using for that grab. And then it just, you run it, and it will grab an image from the webcam and put it on the right spot on your web server. That's it. I'm done. This application is completely reviewed. I'm serious. That's the only thing that's to it. This application just does what it has to do. Upload a webcam image to your web server. There are a few things you can change. For example, you can change if it will upload via passive mode. You can put in the debug mode. And very important, you can as well upload it via SSH, the secure shell. So nobody can sniff your network and just grab your image for you and put it somewhere else. You can rotate the image. You can put it a bit higher and so on and so on. One of the more nice features is the trigger. The trigger function will check if an image has changed, and only if it has changed, if there's a difference between the last uploaded and the current image, will it be uploaded to the web server. You can use the archive option to have every image put locally or on the web server with a incremental number. So it can, if you want to make a video of all those snapshots you have made. That's it. That's just a little program. A wish list. Well, the first time I used it, I wished there was a secure shell option, but there is, so everything is in it. The author is Gert Knorr. A pretty important tip, if you can set the delay as well in the configuration file, and the default is zero. That means that it will constantly upload images from your webcam to your FTP server. You might not want to do that. You might want to set a delay of 1, 2, 3, 5, 60 seconds to minimize the upload. The availability, it's available for Linux, BSD, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, and everything POSIX. So grab it if you have one of those operating systems. The latest release is 1.5, and the latest release is of 2002. So that's another example of a program which is done and which works and doesn't have anything more to add. Where to get it? Well, it's in most repositories for the Linux distributions, and it is included in the XAUTV package. If you have already experimented with television tuner cards in your Linux distribution, then you surely will know XAUTV, but I'm going to review that one anyway, because this is a very good application as well. You can find it on linux.bitesex.org/XAUTV. Links and show notes on the site. The license is GNU General Public License. Now, how can you support this? I have nothing found, and all his applications are really, really nice. Just check out his homepage. Maybe you find a way to support this guy. Okay.
Multimedia software.
HaskyCam. I hope I pronounce it correctly, because it's an H and then the ASCII, A-S-C-E-E, which stand for the ASCII code. It's ASCII for the masses, and I'm going to read it from the site because it describes it very well. HaskyCam makes it possible to have live ASCII video on the web. It captures video from a TV card and renders it into ASCII letters. Formatting the output into an HTML page with a refresh tag or in a live ASCII window, or in a simple text file. It gives the possibility to anybody that has a BTTV card, a Unix box, and a cheap modem line to show live ASCII video can be viewed without any need for extra applications, plugins, Java, etc. So that's the description from the site. So what it really does is just it captures an image from your tuner card or your webcam as well, and it will transform it into ASCII code. It will transform it into simple digits, letters, characters, and form the image by that in that manner. I will be putting some examples on my site. So I've put every software application on a test, and I have them on my site. So if you want to see the results, just head over to sourcestring.com and check out the notes for this episode. Now, also, this application is very little console program, nothing more than that. And you have as well a lot of variables you can choose from. For example, you can choose PAL or NTSC or CCAM. You can choose the input device, which is very important. You can choose if it will be streaming live, if it will be just an HTML, or it will be a text. You can as well put in an FTP user and password and host to upload it to a web server. You can change the refresh delay. You can adapt brightness, contrast, gamma. You can invert the colors. You can make a background color. You even can change the font size, the font face, all that stuff. Now, you might be wondering, why on earth would I be doing that when I can just put a nice JPEG image on my website? Well, maybe you don't have the bandwidth to do so. It's true. Some people still use modem lines and they still want to put some images on their site from their webcam, and they are really, really very recognizable. You really should see it for yourself, and then you can make your own opinion. And because it's fun to put stuff into ASCII. That is as old as computers are. Putting images into ASCII mode has always been great fun, and this HaskyCam does it in a very nice way. Negative aspects, well, this could use some secure copy transfer like the webcam program did. But anyway, apart from that, it's very good. The author is Dennis Royo, and he describes himself as a Unix programmer and Rastaman, a Mediterranean gypsy of relevant geekness. Now, I have checked out his website, and the website where you can get this one is ascii.dyn.org, but it appears that dyn.org has a complete distro, dynabolic.org. You can find that one at dynabolic.org, links and notes on the website, and it's a complete Linux distribution where, for example, ASCII-CAM is completely installed on it, but a lot of multimedia software for media activists, artists, and creative people. You can manipulate sound, video, you can record, edit, encode, all with that live CD. I've tried it out. The live CD is very, very good. If you're into that kind of software, really try out the dynabolic.org distribution. Now, where was I? Okay, ASCII-CAM. So it's available for everything BSD and Linux. The latest release is 1.0. The repositories tend to have the 0.9, and the 0.9 did not work with my Logitech QuickCam. So if you have trouble using it with your webcam, just install 1.0 from source, download it from their website, install it from source, and you'll see it will work out of the box. If it doesn't, just mail the offer what your problem is, and maybe he'll have a solution for you in the next release. The license of this great software is free software, and it is released under the open source, under the terms of the GNU General Public License. How can you support it? Well, you can just go to their website, ascii.dyn.org, and visit their sponsor. Okay, so that's another application you can use with your webcam. That's for BSD, that's for Linux. What if you're a Mac guy? Well, there's a lot of software out there for the Mac. I use a MacBook Pro for my work with the iSight myself, and I needed something else because the software I was describing doesn't work on my Macintosh. So here's the third one.
Multimedia software.
Wacow. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this one as well. It's W-A-C-A-W, and it's a collection of tools and scripts for processing images and video from attached USB and FireWire webcams. Yes, I'm reading this on Mac OS X. To start things off, there's a command line tool for capturing webcam images. What? Another command line program? Yes, you should really use command line programs if you just want to upload it to an FTP server. And this one as well. It's just a command line, and you can just type in Wacow and then the file name you want to use and in what file format you want to have it. For example, JPEG, TIFF, PNG, and then it will just put it on the place that you want to. It will just put it on your hard drive. It won't upload it or anything, but normally you can write some scripts for that to upload the image yourself. And I've tested it with my built-in iSight, and yes, it just does what it has to do, just immediately, without using external software, puts the image from my iSight on my hard drive. It's lightweight, it's just console, and it works very, very good. Okay, wishlists. Well, the offer itself asks everybody what they need. He just made this program for himself. And now that he's done, he would like to add some features to it. But he doesn't know what people would like to see as features for this Mac-capable command line image grabber. Okay, the offer is Herald. I didn't get any more info on SourceForge. Some tips. If you would like to use this program to do some mischief on an iSight-enabled Mac, so for example, log in with a user remotely and just grab images from people who are working and don't know that they are being photographed, well, remember that the little green light next to the iSight pops on when you take a picture, so that will be you won't be able to do that in a very discreet manner. So no mischief here with this command line tool. Availability, Mac OS X only. Latest release is version 0.2. from March 2006. It is very, very young. Where to get it? SourceForge.net projects webcam hyphen tools. The license is GPL licensed. How to support it? You can help the project by coding if you want to support it. You can send all your comments, questions, requests to the offer. And you can donate via the SourceForge project on the site. Okay, now what about the Microsoft Windows users? Well, tough luck, you had your monster application last week. I'm sure there is a lot of open source software out there for webcam grabbing and transferring it to a website. I'm really sure about this, but I haven't found any because I was too busy reviewing those applications. So check it out. Just go to sourceforge.org or freshmeat.net and just search for your Microsoft Windows operating system and webcam. I'm sure you will find really nice software. Okay, let's wrap it up. Last week I asked you people what to do with the little extra because I have no clue what to do with it, if I'm going to drop it or replace it with something else. And I got quite some reactions on the sourcetrunk at gmail.com mailbox. Some of you even posted on sourcetrunk.com, I like it. But it boils down to this according to you guys. Drop the little extra when a big project is described, like for example TrueCrypt, because TrueCrypt takes a lot of time to review. Take more applications when they are smaller, like this episode, for example, although this was a bit of a mashup. Spend more time on the applications when they are little. So just completely drop the little extra. Anecdotes could be fun. Now, everybody who talked about the anecdotes stressed the could be fun, so I think I'm going to drop that one as well. Software updates, well, that's only good for some people who use and know the software that is updated, so that's not interesting as well. Something you all agreed on, without an exception, is no more Linux news. You just can't stand it anymore. No more Steve Ballmer dressed like a penguin. No more novel and Oracle jazz. You people had enough. So, well, maybe just software news. But I like to stress out that the Linux news now is extremely important. And the way things are going now, it's important to know what is happening with the open source movement. But I agree. There are other sources to hear about this, and this podcast is not one of them. Only software. One user even suggested I should drop the beer segment. Never. I will never drop the beer segment, but I'll keep it shorter, I'll promise. So I'm not really decided yet. One user just said, well, just change the format every week. We don't care. Just give us our software. Just give us our open source reviews and you just do with it what you want. One thing I'm definitely going to change is I'm not going to do it on a weekly basis anymore. I'm just going to do it once every 2 weeks. I love to do this podcast. It's got a very good and numerous response. I love to discover software this way myself, but I love to code myself. I love to program myself, and I haven't done any of that since I started the podcast because it takes a lot of time to prepare for the podcast and produce it. So I'm just going to do it once every 2 weeks. But please keep subscribed and tell your friends about this podcast. One listener asked me what I use as a Linux distribution. I'll keep it very short. I was a FreeBSD and OpenBSD user, and I've used a lot of Linux distributions just to test them out. And most of them I find too big, too bloated with software, too slow. And I must say, I really love the Debian Edge net install because when you install it, you take the minimum install and you have only 50 megabytes that is installed, much like the DSL project. But then you can install all the software as you need it. For example, you need an X server, Xorg, you install it via the apt-get system. And then you can just take the software you need and leave everything out you don't need, and have a very responsive and top-notch system, because the Edge is experimental and is the next candidate for the stable Debian release. So yes, I use the Debian, the mother of all Linux distributions. Yeah, I shouldn't have said this. I think I'm going to get a lot of heat from the Slackware community by saying this. Okay, so most of my experimentations will be based on Debian. And that's good, because a lot of Linux distributions are completely based on Debian. Ubuntu is, for example. Leave your comments on sourcetrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcetrunk@gmail.com. The theme song of this podcast is by Brand New Sin, and it's called Freight Train. You can find them on music.podshow.com. I'm leaving you with Paid Not Played by Buju Banton. Thanks for your time, and good hunting.
Bunch of girls and Jojo, loving them all night. I don't forget the lady spice when they look extra ravishing. Tell them how they look interesting, fascinating, all the beautiful things. Hear me now, lad. Oh, man, you're getting paid, not playing, pushing, escalating, rocking, brother. No more drama with your day, you're much drama. Spend a few if you want to, young, cool, not you wanna. Y'all say, shall go hard, make them know, so y'all go hard. You're getting paid, not playing, pushing, escalating, rocking, brother. No more drama with your day, you're much drama. Spend a few if you want to, see, young, cool, not you wanna. Y'all say, shall go hard, let them know, so y'all go. While girls be pimping, hyping up, you've got bills in stock, keep lining up. No more freeloading, time is up. Let you breathe that paper, don't stifle us. Get the 20s if the 80s ain't fat enough. Nice little cutie, just you bag it up. Then like y'all keep her eyes them off your stuff. Road girl, are you possessed? They might have touch. From head to toe, but just said them fabulous. I love it when the woman them really got chunks. So, you and that thing at all for earn me never trust. Tell all the woman them is a must. Hey, you paid not played. Rocking and skilling, pushing brother. No more drama, we just tell you much time. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Y'all just shall go hard, make them know, so y'all go hard. I get in pain, not playing, pushing, escalating, knocking, brother. No more drama with your day, y'all much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Y'all just shall go hard, make them know, so y'all go. Now, who you gonna blame? No, don't dirty shame, play unfair. Losing a tricky game, just look at your ear while I'm taking out your nails. Stem dress, I'm stressless, loving you every way. Yeah, it's Benji in the air. No, let it blaze, costume ain't nothing. Baby, let the blazer stay a magnetic force, pulling me to your shape. Irresistible, there's no escape. Getting paid, not playing, motion escalated, knocking, brother. No more drama with your time, you're much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Gas and shuffle out, make them know, so y'all go out of dirt. Getting paid, not playing, motion escalated, rocking, brother. No more drama with your time, you're much drama. Spend up if you wanna, seek your cool, not you wanna. Gas and shuffle out, make them know, so y'all go. I love it when the woman them really fascinating. Joy and pleasure and splendor them bring. The woman them a dance, rotate and swing. While the rude boy sit down pan with him. Hey, bunch of bantan in a area. Oh, what a vibe. The woman them make me eyes up and realize. And them have the feeling, and then stir the tide. One gaga man just ride. Them girl you get in pain and play. Pushing, escalating, rocking, brother. No more drama with your tail, you're much drama. Spend up if you wanna see, can't cool out. Y'all just shall go out, make them know, so y'all go out of this in pain, not playing. Escalate the rocking, brother. No more drama with your tail, y'all much drama. Spend up if you wanna see, can't cool out to the water. Y'all just shall go out, make them y'all go. White girls be pimping, hyping up. You've got bills in stocks, keep lining up. No more freeloading, time is up. Let us breathe that paper, don't stifle us. Get the 20s if the 80s ain't fat enough. Come on, nice single cutie, won't you bag it up? Tell her about your band and say she have the right stuff. Our own girl, are you possessed? They might have touch. From your family, lost, would you say your family lotions? From your God, just would you say your God, just so? It's jump on the rhythm, lyrics that is a muscle. Only for my Lord, the Melchors. Cause they get paid, not playing, pushing, escalating, rocking, brother. No more drama with your tail, you're much calmer. Spend up if you wanna, seek and cool, not to the wanna. Dance and shuffle and make the noise so you go out of getting pain and blame.